Beer drinkers will take a flavorful tour of Alaska and the Yukon at the upcoming 24th Annual Alaska Craft Beer and Homebrew Fest. More than 20 brewers will share their concoctions with nearly 2,000 attendees. Haynes Brewing Company owner Paul Wheeler says the local beer fest was a major motivation for him to start his brewery.
Having a beer festival in Haynes without having a brewery in Haynes just seemed kind of ridiculous, so I got working on building the brewery.
The Haynes Brewery's Spruce Tip Ale, Rapinski Porter, and more will be joined by beer from around 20 Alaska and Yukon breweries. Jessica Edwards is director of the Southeast Alaska State Fair, which organizes the beer festival.
New beer this year at the festival will be from Kodiak Brewing. We'll have several from Anchorage, couple from Fairbanks. Southeast Alaska will be well represented again with Baranoff Island and Skagway and Haynes Brewing Company. Yukon, of course, we've got two now from the Yukon.
As people drink, they can listen to music at two stages on the fairgrounds and sample food from eight vendors, including one devoted to bacon. The festival is made up of a few events. On Friday, May 27th, the homebrew contest that tends to attract around 100 entries each year takes place. The main beer tasting is on Saturday, May 28th, from 1 to 5 p.m. For 200 people who want to have more personal time with the brewers, organizers added an hour-long connoisseurs tasting right before the regular event this year. Wheeler says he thinks it's a great idea.
There's still this opportunity, you know, a want of this opportunity to be able to talk to a brewer that's at the table pouring the beer. And it's really hard to do that if, you know, in a big, big crowd.
The Friday night before the tasting, Seattle-based restaurateur Travis Kuchel will chef the gourmet brewer's dinner for the fourth year.
Travis is, he really likes locally sourced foods, and he has done a great job over the years refining the menu as he learns what he can get well easily here in Haynes.
Edwards says Senator Lisa Murkowski plans to attend the dinner. Beer Fest sold out in record time this year, but Edwards says there's been some worry about how a new event could impact Beer Fest. Alaska Crafted is an Anchorage festival to showcase state brewers and distillers. It's scheduled the weekend before Beer Fest, which could pose a problem for smaller breweries that don't have the staff to travel two weekends in a row.
I think it won't have a huge competing effect in terms of Beer Fest vendors for us this year, and I'm hoping that just with some thoughtful discussion of the dates next year, we can really avoid any potential conflicts for people.
Edwards says the hint of competition with Alaska Crafted has shown how supportive many brewers are of the Haynes Festival.
It's not an us against them thing in any way, shape, or form, but it has been an opportunity, I think, for people just to say how much they really love this festival and how it feels like their festival.
Tourism director Leslie Ross says accommodations around town are booking up fast for the last weekend in May. The borough allows overflow camping at Clinkett Park and Port Chilcoot Beach during the festival. It also has extra staff working to keep things clean. Ross says the borough will meet with organizers this week to plan for Haynes' first major influx of summer visitors. Information about Beer Fest can be found at seakfair.org. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.